Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Starla. May I please start with your 5-digit zip code?
70124.
Thank you. And may I have the first and last name, please?
Adrian LeBlanc.
And can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
6458 General Haig, New Orleans.
Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, I am showing that you selected the Wi-Fi booster as a gift, paying $7.45.
What did I suggest? I mean, what did I select?
The Wi-Fi booster.
What, and how much was it?
The $7.45 for shipping and handling.
Well, I have a bill on my credit card for $49.97. What is that for?
When you selected that as the gift, it stated in the terms and conditions that you would be joining a membership to the Factory Direct store. Each month you enrolled, you will receive a verification code of $125 voucher.
Wait, I'm a membership and it's cost me $49, but then you're going to send me $125.
Yes, $125 voucher to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. It's an online site. They have multiple other different products.
And,
dash cams, foot massages.
This is a one-time $49 fee, or this is something y'all going to try to charge me every month?
Yes, it's monthly.
No, I want you to cancel that whole thing.
Okay. If you can hold on the line one moment, I can get that canceled out for you. I will also be providing you with a cancellation number. Okay, the cancellation number. The cancellation number will start with C as in Charlie. 258-921-421.
Okay, and will they credit me back my $49?
Due to the terms and conditions that is agreed upon, it's like a binding contract, they won't give out a full refund. I can try to get you a 50% refund.
I want the refund. And who do I speak to? What other number can I tell to speak with the supervisor?
Well, we deal with the calls, ma'am.
I want the entire refund.
Okay. If you talk to your bank, they will confirm to you and let you know that it is solely your responsibility whenever you're entering anything online to read the terms and conditions, so you can make sure if there's any hidden fees, memberships, things in that nature. Because when you do agree to those, it like I stated before, it is a binding contract. Typically, when you
Send
do
me
talk
a copy
to a
of that
first
binding
part,
contract,
excuse
and
me,
I will
ma'am,
be in touch
I'll
with
be
you.
I would greatly respect if I don't talk over you when you're speaking. I give you the most respect. May I please have the same? Hello?
I want the refund. Send me an email of what my contract said.
Well, I'm not authorized to send personal emails. We can go on the website and I can read the terms and conditions word for word.
What's
while
the name
we're both
of the
on there.
Website?
Okay. One moment, please. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
TrendyDiscountGoods.com.
All right, and so what refund are you going to give me? 50% of this $49, so I'm going to get a refund for $25.
Are you on the site, ma'am?
No, I'm going to go to the site. I'm not at my computer right now.
Okay. I was just going to make sure that you got to them and that we went over them. Okay, let me see. It'd be $24.98.
All right. When will that show up on my credit card?
In 3 to 5 business days.
And on the same card that you took it off of?
It'd be whatever card ends at 7637.
Okay. All right. I will be back in touch with the supervisor. Thank you very much.
Okay. We are 24/7. We all do have the same protocol, but you can give us a call whenever it's convenient for you. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for contacting customer support. Please make sure you get on their website and read those terms and conditions. Bye-bye.
I will. Thanks.